Well, if there's one I can play for you in the weeks to come, this is a pre-recorded show, so you can send me those requests at outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com, and I'll dig them up for you. I like to talk music, too, so go ahead and send me a message. Going to keep things going right now with something from Liz Kaler and Seth Farber from their CD called The Edna Project, and this is The Little Ghost on Out of the Woods.
For a little ghost that in my garden walked. The wall is high, higher than most, and the green gate was locked. And yet I did not think of that till after she was gone. I knew her by the broad white hat, all ruffles she had on. By the dear ruffles round her feet, by her small hands that hung in their lace mitts austere and sweet, her gown's white folds among. I watched to see if she would stay, what she would do, and oh, she looked as if she liked the way I let my garden grow. Above my favorite mint with conscious garden grace. She smiled and smiled, there was no hint of sadness in her face. She held a gown on either side to let her slippers show, and up the walk she went with pride, the way great ladies go. Pause, then open and pass through a gate that once was there.
He wore golden cufflinks and fine tailored suits. He'd been seen out walking in new leather boots. Always a dandy the ladies admired. All over three counties his likeness was sired. A well-mannered gent, his respects always paid in funeral homes where the bodies were laid. He'd shed a sad tear on a ring or a tie on those who acquired the misfortune to die. He carried a spade in the back of his truck, but nobody ever saw him pick it up. The terrible truth is that robbing the tombs went on many years in the darkness and gloom. They can't take it with them, he privately thought, especially all the nice clothes that they bought. And rather than waste them on motoring bones, he'd lavish them later on young Widder Jones. He took all the rings and the dresses and shoes, scratched over the hole like a tomcat would do. It made him no difference, he gave not a hoot. He'd cover them up and walk off with the loot. Who would have thought it? An old lady said, I never dreamed he was robbing the dead. For so long I never suspected a thing till I saw him wearing my dead husband's ring. That's Mama's gold locket, one lady love cried. We buried it with her last month when she died. He thought it would win me and never did see that baby face in there's a picture of me. Now outside the prison, it's written in stone. They buried him there, but his body is gone. Coyotes sing over a hole in the ground, and the Macapee grave robber cannot be found. The grave robber of Macapee County, a handsome young fellow who make the girls swoon. The grave robber of Macapee County, digging up graves by the light of the moon.
It's an epic tune, I'll tell you that.
Black clouds cover the sun. A chill wind rattles the leaves. I hear the flapping clatter of wings. A flock of demons is coming for me. Raining down upon my roof, numbers thicker than sins. Rattle in my windows and doors. Soon those demons are gonna break in. Feed me biscuits and honey. Remind me of cities I've never seen. Bring me roses, then take me to bed. Remind me this'll pass. Just like a dream, a flock of demons is coming after me. You witnessed what they did the last time they had their way with me. Don't hide my bottle, cause now you know there are worse ways that a man can be. Jabbing at me with their pikes and forks, pulling at me gut from limb. I could take them on one by one, but in a flock, they always win. Fill my pockets with dollars. This'll pass just like a dream. A flock of demons is coming after me. Coming after me.
I stopped in my tracks the first time I heard it and stopped thinking I was alone. Mixed with leaves falling and wild geese a-calling was a sound that chilled to the bone. No coyote on earth could have made it. I didn't see anyone there. But like smoke from a log or mid-morning fog, a woman's cry hung in the air. There's a tale they tell in the mountains. Folks round here say it is true. The story of losing a loved one and the pain those remaining go through. It began as a back road romance. Both were so young and so brave. But when one of them died, the tears never dried. Their love goes beyond the grave. The widow of Charlie Hollow, a ghostly girl of a bride, searching the woods for her husband, her lover, the logger who died. She's crying, she's filling the air with her cries. Anne fell in love at the first sight of Jack. He liked her right from the start. They say that a man who drives logs down the river can dance his way to a girl's heart. Each spring he'd cheat death on the Hudson till he quit when he turned 23. Then he gave her a ring and she heard him sing, "My girl's waiting for me." Jack was content on the land in the hollow that Annie's family once had. He mowed and he raked while she sewed and baked. By the fire they sat arm in arm. Happy they had one another, but he missed the wildwood so. And when it turned spring, he started to sing, "Once more a lumbering go." The widow of Charlie Hollow, a ghostly girl of a bride, searching the woods for her husband, her lover, the logger who died. She's crying, she's filling the air with her cry. Half of the year Jack stayed at home, half the year he went away. Anne made him promise, always be careful. He said, "I'll be okay." 2 years had passed since they took their vows, saying, "Until death us do part." When Jack heard the sound of a deadfall come down, news of it broke Anne's heart. She let out a wail and flew out the door. Into the woods she ran, looking for Jack. From that day till this, no one has ever seen Anne. But you might hear her crying when a tree's hung up on a tree. And if you dare follow that sound in the hollow, a widow maker you'll see. The widow of Charlie Hollow, a ghostly girl of a bride, searching the woods for her husband, her lover, the logger who died. She's crying, she's filling the air with her cries.
All Saints' Eve, though some call it Halloween, and all the saints were there, quite decadent and obscene. When I crashed through the door just to make myself heard, they said, "What are you here for, and what are these words?" And all my words are for love. All my words are for love, for love, for love, for love, for the love of a woman scarred on the sole of her breast, with a scar on her breast. judgment of Paris, as though we had learned the first time, as though some phantom dare us. I'll have none of your victory, I'll have none of your wisdom, I'll have none of your most beautiful woman of the world. For all my worlds are for love, all my worlds are for love, all my worlds are for love, for love, for love, for love, for the love of the woman whose scar is the sole of her breast. With a scar on her breast, with a child at her breast. The three clowns were laughing, their redness was from jealousy, and the cymbal was crashing as to punctuate insanity. As they all looked behind them at their pillars of salt, dragging everything with them that ain't likely to fall. But all my faults are for love, my faults are for love,
all my faults are for love,
all my faults are for love,
for love, for love,
for love, for the love of the woman whose soul is the scar on her breast, with a scar on her breast, with a child at her breast. And now the martyr, disguised as a boy, with her innocence on trial, which is what they enjoy. As a whiteness shows through in the midst of the flame, they start looking elsewhere for someone to blame. But all my blame is for love, all my blame is for love, all my blame is for love,
for love, for love,
for love, for the love of the woman whose scar on the sole of her breast, with a scar on her breast, with a child at her breast. Batten all of avec son histoire du nom, avec les poux infernal, sans raison d'être Notre-Dame. As a bell slowly tolls, gods and mortals they ask, which modern is gone, we can't see through their masks. But all my masks are full, all my masks are for love, all my masks are for love,
for love, for love, for love,
for the love of the woman whose scar is the sore on her breast, with a scar on her breast, with a child at her breast. The nightmare over, the innocents had fled, tearing bricks from the blockade and leaving stains on their bed. And the alley cathedrals using bones for their chimes, with the windows depicting the most famous of crimes. And all my crimes, sore is the scar on her breast, the scar on her breast, with a child at her breast, with a scar on her breast.
All Saints Eve, there for you folks. Also known as Halloween. It's an annual holiday. Yes, observed on October 31st. Commonly includes activities such as trick-or-treating, attending costume parties, carving jack-o'-lanterns, bonfires, apple-bobbing, visiting haunted attractions, playing pranks, telling scary stories, and watching horror films. Yes, indeed. It's also known as my birthday. Yes. Chip here with you. And you're listening to Out of the Woods. Jack Hardy there for you with All Saints Eve, going back to his album, The Nameless One. And also in that set for you, we had Dan Berggren for you, The Widow of Charlie Hollow from his CD, Fresh Territory. Neil Getz did Flock of Demons from his Factory Second CD. Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice in there. New stuff from their Heart of a Song album and The Grave Robber. And at the top of the set, Liz Kaler and Seth Farber with The Little Ghost from the Edna Project CD, which came out this past year as well. Well, yes, you're listening to Out of the Woods. Give everyone a chance to identify their stations, though.